This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I agree with Daniel Jeremiah. Woo. You go out, you land a left tackle, Ronnie Stanley.
Sure.
And trade for DK Metcalf.
Cooking with gas.
You pair that with Drake May. You're
cooking. Did they get both those guys?
No.
Are they both still available?
No. Ronnie Stanley re-upped with the Ravens, and DK Metcalf.
None of what he said there was right.
DK Metcalf got traded.
For
a second round pick.
The Patriots.
Bad weather. Pittsburgh Steelers. For a second rounder and a pick swap.
Who, of course, have warm weather and a quarterback. They don't have any of those things. All right.
Well, in fairness, they may have a quarterback. You're the one who likes Aaron Rodgers over there.
I used to. I sold all my stock on Rodgers. Okay. I had to sell it low. And I took a bath on Rodgers stock, I got rid of this. I got rid of it.
You're out.
I had the Jets winning the Super Bowl. No. Going to the Super Bowl last year, so I'm out on the Jets.
Okay.
I will never bet on Aaron Rodgers again.
Daniel Jeremiah had a good plan. That was basically my plan.
Ronnie Stanley.
Sign Ronnie Stanley, trade for DK. I mean, that was basically my free agency plan. We haven't even hit.
Didn't happen.
We haven't even hit legal tampering yet. It's an hour and 15 minutes away. It's already dead. The dream is already
I'm
dead.
I'm so frustrated still on the Stanley thing that they couldn't have just blown him out of the water with an offer. Like, what he signed there was pretty reasonable.
$20 million a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And not all guaranteed. You could have guaranteed the whole thing and give him a fourth year.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure a lot of people will say, well, Keith, they couldn't negotiate with him yet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. These guys have no idea what their market is.
Please.
They have no clue.
Right. Through back channels, let him know. Yeah, whatever you're talking about in Baltimore, fine, but we're willing to offer 4 years, $100 million.
And then that's the worst agent ever. If they're like, we're 2 days away from free agency, but let's sign right now and not hear anything else and have no idea.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they should have gone, they should have beaten that offer. And maybe they did. And he's like, I got Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry.
Maybe,
I want to stay here.
Maybe Ronnie Stanley said, you know what? I'm in a good spot. I'll take less money. Maybe. Do you believe Seattle would have said no to the Patriots if they offered 38? It would have been higher than Pittsburgh's second round pick. Do you believe Seattle wouldn't listen?
No, Seattle for sure would listen. I guess the question would be, does DK Metcalf immediately sign a new deal here?
Yes. If they were offering him that if they were going to give him, the money that he got, $30 million a year, and, you know, I'm not sure exactly how it all breaks down with guarantees, but let's just call it that. It's $30 million AAV, mm-hmm. 5 for $150.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he'd play here. I think he was going to play wherever he can get his contract. Now, if it was, will I sign for $5,150 in New England or $5,150 in Pittsburgh? He might have preferred Pittsburgh. That might be true. And so the Patriots would have had to up the offer.
So who do you blame more then? Do you blame the Patriots? Do you blame Seattle? Because I wonder if
I blame the Patriots. I don't think they offered 38. I don't think they were interested. From all indications, they weren't interested in DK Metcalf. Phil wrote it. The Herald wrote it. He's not a good fit. He might not be the right character for their room.
They should.
They were dropping little hints about this for a couple of weeks leading into free agency.
Yeah,
so
I
don't think they were in. So I definitely blame them. And I think he would have come here. Oh, he said he doesn't want to come to New England. Well, he also said he doesn't want to play in cold weather. And he wants to stay on the West Coast. And guess what? He's in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
So I think money could have changed his mind. I always thought money could have changed his mind. I don't care what he told Katie Nolan. And I think this proved to be right. It's the Patriots who didn't want him, not the other way around.
Do you think there's a chance that DK Metcalf Yeah, going to Pittsburgh really does kind of throw everything out the window, right? Because if he went somewhere else,
if he went to the Chargers, the Chargers are a playoff team. It's the West Coast.
Yeah.
It's his former wide receiver coach.
Yeah, going to Pittsburgh kind of tanks it.
It blows it all up.
Because you could say he could, you know, he doesn't have a no trade clause, but he could talk to Seattle and be like, "Hey, I'm going to stamp my feet there." Yeah. And then the other team gets cold feet, and then Seattle's like, "Well, we can't really do that. We're not going to get the return."
Yeah, Hassan Reddick did it. Reddick. I mean, he ended up getting traded anyway.
But then he got right. But he had a whole mess.
But that's an example of, if I don't want to go somewhere, I don't have to play there.
I know. Yeah, you go to Pittsburgh.
If you're principled enough, fine. I
notoriously warm-weathered Pittsburgh.
I don't think DK cared that much. I think he wanted a contract.
No, he wanted that money.
He wanted a contract.
So do you think it was, I mean, we don't really know what the answer is. It could have been both. Maybe the Patriots didn't offer 38, or maybe they did, but they weren't offering $30-plus million.
Good point.
At that point, DK's like, well, I'm not going there.
I'll give him 5 years, 150, but we're only going to give up a fourth-round pick.
Well, then Seattle's saying no.
Or I'll give him 38, but we're not giving him $30 million a year. Right, something like that.
One of the two.
I would think it's something like that, Keith. So DK Metcalf out.
Off the board.
Devontae Adams is a Ram.
Yeah, that stinks. There was definitely some
if we're being honest, that's a good fit.
It's a great fit.
That's a good fit, but I'm annoyed the Patriots won't be in there.
Yeah, no, that stinks. It's funny, though. Good for him for not just following Aaron Rodgers. There was definitely some thought that he might do that, like wait for Aaron Rodgers.
It makes you think a little more of him.
It does. You're like, hey, I tried that. That did not work out. So I'll go play with Stafford and McVay and try to get the Rams back in the Super Bowl. So that was a good job by them. Although I still find it odd that they're giving up on Cooper Kupp. Like, is it just the injury thing? Because they're not like blowing it up. They're not. And they might only have a short window, especially with Stafford and with Adams. But they're like, we're done with Kupp. I don't know if I get that.
Well, maybe that's ominous for people like us who want Cooper Kupp.
No,
they're like, they think he's cooked.
They
maybe
like Adams a lot more.
But I'd expect him to get released. Again, legal tampering starts a little over an hour from now. We'll give you all the updates here. Scott McLaughlin's going to join us in studio at 11. We'll talk more Bruins real quick, and then I want to get to a couple of tweets.
Yeah.
I'm just using Florio's top 100 free agent. He does a good job updating it. Okay. So here are the top 10 free agents.
Because the initial list doesn't look that bad. Then you realize that most of these guys just stay with their team. And then you're like, oh, take all those guys out. And then the list looks much worse.
Legal tampering hasn't started. Here's who's already gone. The number one free agent on Florio's list was T. Higgins. He's been franchise tagged by the Bengals. Maybe you could still trade for him. I don't think he's going anywhere.
Right.
Number two, Sam Darnold. Which yikes.
What?
But you don't need him.
I don't want him.
Right. Even if you needed him, why would you want him?
Giant opening at quarterback.
Number three, Trey Smith. Franchise tagged and signed the franchise tag with the Chiefs.
Okay.
Number four, good old one leg, Josh Sweat.
Oh, boy. Who they're out on because of that.
Apparently they're out on. Number five, I think they're in on if he gets to market. We're closer and closer to him getting to market. Number five is Bucs wide receiver Chris Godwin.
Yeah, I'd feel pretty good about that.
That'd be a legitimate signing. That'd be a good one. Number six, Ravens left tackle Ronnie Stanley. Gone.
He's off the board.
Seven, I've had him on a lot of lists this offseason. Jets cornerback DJ Reed, I like. That'd be a legit signing.
Okay.
Eight, Dolphins safety, Javon Holland. I don't personally have safety as a massive need, but fine.
All right.
Number nine, Nick Bolton, re-signed with the Chiefs.
He's gone.
Number 10, Osa Odigizua, four-year deal with the Cowboys.
So that's 10 guys, at least five of them are off the board, or is it six?
One, two, three, four, five are gone, and one's a quarterback. So there's like four real targets. Sweat, who supposedly they're out on,
yeah.
Godwin, Reed, and Holland. That's what's left in the top 10.
Yikes.
Now, you can go further down the list. There's names we like. Javarius Ward, they've been linked to. I like Hufanga. I just said I don't think they need a safety, but I like Hufanga.
Okay.
From the Niners. You know, Cam Robinson is on the list. They're being linked to, what's his name, Morgan Moses?
Your girl linked them to Morgan Moses. That is an interesting one. So, like, The Athletic made a big graphic of it and everything, and then she deleted it. Diana Russini posted it, and it was Morgan Moses from the Jets. Says like, while you know the Jets are trying to keep him, he's expected to hit free agency, and then there was a little logo to the Patriots.
Nice.
So something's up there. I don't know. Were they close? Were they not?
Okay. A couple more items here from Chad Graff.
Graff. Yep.
Here's what he had to say today. Oh, actually, Ari Myrov first said two teams to watch today: the Panthers and the Patriots. Okay.
Panthers, Patriots. All right.
Panthers have already re-signed or extended J.C. Horn,
their
cornerback,
the highest-paid corner in the league. Yeah.
Aggressive.
Wow. Okay. Well, just think, if you're the Patriots, and I'm not sure they can extend Gonzalez yet,
no,
but like
that's
the framework for the Gonzalez deal right there. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Chad Graff.
Graff.
Yep. I have no doubt the Patriots will be busy upgrading the mid-tier roster in the next few days. My question, how many players do they add with an AAV of 20-plus million? I think I'd put the over-under at 1.5. So, Chad Graff, I'm sorry.
Seven!
Graff.
I gotta hope it's seven.
We'll put 20 plus million at 1.5. They currently have one player, I believe, making 20 plus million. That's Barmore.
So now that Stanley is off the board and Adams is off the board,
Milton Williams is a name that wasn't in Florio's top 10. Maybe him.
And Godwin?
Yeah.
So if it's Godwin and Williams, then
you hit the over.
Okay. I would like that.
I would like that too.
It doesn't blow you out of the water. The whole idea of like, hey, look for them to beef up the mid tier, like that doesn't do anything for me.
I like the Landry signing. I'm not going nuts for that.
Did you see some of the pass rush rates that people were tweeting out about Landry?
Yeah, not great.
He like doesn't get to the quarterback anymore.
So
like he used to,
but he
should be a guy I like. He used to be good.
Yeah, that's true. He had 9 sacks last year.
Okay.
So, but yeah, apparently.
Are they like Tully Bantakane sacks?
I don't know. It's a good question. Apparently, he's more of a run game player than he is pass game player.
Which they do need.
Yeah.
They got carved up on the run last year.
The other item here from Chad Graff. Even with Mike Vrabel and Drake May, the Patriots are not a popular destination for the players that the agents he's spoken to represent. He said, put most simply, not a lot of guys want to go to a rebuilding team in a cold weather market with high taxes.
Yeah, it sure does.
That plays its game an hour outside the city and annually gets poor grades from the NFLPA
survey.
Which city
are you talking about?
That's
not an hour from Attleboro.
That's not an hour from Providence.
No, it's not.
That's five items. High taxes, cold weather, rebuilding team, hour outside of Boston, bad grades in the NFLPA survey.
Well, it's funny. The NFLPA thing I thought would be like a tiebreaker, but like way lower on the list, but maybe it's more significant. You've graded really, really poorly the last few years, like comically low across the board. So if these guys are hitting free agency, they're thinking, hey, this is like sort of like a college recruitment type of thing. Facilities is up there. Weight room is up there. Planes is up there. Those guys do care about that stuff. And if you're ranking as badly as you are,
D minus.
Yeah, maybe it's more concerning than we thought.
Graff also says, all the agents say the Patriots can get around it. It'll just take a meaningfully bigger contract than another team offers.
Well, they got Harold Landry, so it's not like they're not going to sign anybody. Like, they obviously spent more money on him.
But that's a mid-tier player, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
So, yeah, maybe they'll outspend on the mid-tier. Are they going to spend or outspend at the top of the market? 617-779-7937. Our eyes on this all day long here on Jones and Keith. Scott McLaughlin, WEEI.com, going to join us in studio coming up next for all the fallout from the Bruins' very busy trade deadline.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.